K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
For Inspirations Paint Grovedale, what's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale. Assistant coach Paul Hood, good enough to join us, and sitting alongside our own Jane Birch. Birchie?
Well, Hoodie, another successful year for your boys at St Joey's, finishing on top of the ladder and earning the week off, but don't want to moz you. Historically, having that week off and finishing on top has not always panned out and been of benefit. Just wondered what you've done with the group this week to get them cherry ripe mentally and physically for this game.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder, Bertie, but we've trained as normal. We trained on Saturday morning, and to be honest, last Saturday morning we were all pretty delighted. The weather was beautiful, and we're thinking this is actually the best training session of the year in your annual cycle. And if you get to train on the Saturday morning of the the elimination and qualifying finals, you've had a good season. So we're pretty happy with that. And then business as usual, and we just tried to make sure we didn't injure anyone else at training after what I did to poor Zach Knights last week.
Well, I'm sure the boys will ask you about that in a minute, but I wanted to talk about if your strengths playing to those today, if you can get your contest right, you'd be pretty confident in the wide open spaces here at Geelong West that your pace on the outside could be a real strength today and be the difference between the two teams.
Yeah, I think you've identified a really important point there. Contest will be key. Two great teams that have finished high on the ladder for a reason, with strong midfields, forward lines and defences. So whoever gets first use of the ball and can get the ball out in the clear is going to be in the box seat. So hopefully that can be us.
Woody, thanks for joining us. Last year it was 18-0, this year 15-3. Does that take a little less of the pressure off after being minor premier last year with a flawless home and away record?
I think it sharpens your mindset a little bit. I'm not sure about taking pressure off. Everyone's really determined to put their best foot forward. So a lot of that pressure, is it pressure? I don't know. But internally, you certainly want to do your best. But it does make it very realistic to us that our opponents are great teams and we have to bring our best level of football to be able to get the win.
Just on Zach Knights, it was an unfortunate incident at training. Can you just talk us through what happened to leave him with a broken jaw?
Yeah, it was all sorts of unfortunate. So in the darkest pocket of Drew Reserve, and anyone who are out there who wants to donate to our Let There Be Light campaign, please jump on board and think of Zach Knights when you're doing that. He turned in the dark. He ran in his first step into Joseph Chaplin's shoulder. It's the biggest shoulder that's ever been to Drew Reserve. He took one step, he hit it, and unfortunately copped him in the jaw. So no malice, no contact asked for in the drill. Poor Zach just didn't see what he ran into in that first step. Really unfortunate.
So no chance he could get back grand final day?
No, it looks like he's had surgery, normally from surgery on sort of any bones, at 6 to 8 weeks. So he'll sort of start pre-season with everyone else.
By the looks of it, it's been tough selection-wise. Gus Humphrey not playing today. There's probably a couple in the twos tomorrow that probably could have played. Points in form, but I think you've not struggled with it, but you've had to worry about it for most of the year.
Yeah, I've had to think about it. And a lot of thinking. And Ron Watt's hospitality is very good, so we've been happy to spend some time around at his place and dig really deeply into these things. But, yeah, we've got in 2025 a very deep squad, which we're really pleased with. But obviously, to be fair as possible to the players, we've got to give as many as we can the opportunity to put their best foot forward for selection in the finals. If you want to be a great club, unfortunately, there's always hard luck stories at this time of the year. And we can't shy away from that, but we want to have the depth to make sure that we have the deepest run we can every year.
Have you had to talk to the players about last year, or they just intrinsically know that it wasn't up to scratch, it was a bit of a wasted year, and you move on and you've got another chance?
The players know, but no, it's not something we're talking about now. That was something we spoke about in November and you know, December and January, when we were sort of looking at the game plan and trying to make sure that we're more prepared for a final style of footy. So we'll see how we go today, but it's been fun of mine for a while.
And has that game plan changed after that, what happened last year in the finals? A tweak, maybe, of how you were playing?
It probably hasn't changed a lot. It's more understanding how necessary it is to stick to it and become predictable and play footy in a way that's a little bit more sustainable than trying to do what is always the most fun.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale, speaking with St Joseph's assistant coach Paul Hood. Here's Matty Kershaw.
The lights at St Joseph's are like, just to describe it to the people out there, they're like four dolphin torches on a
stick.
Seriously,
it needs a massive fundraiser. Like, you had that many parties at St Joe's. Can't you just have a fundraising day for it?
It's not a bad idea. Maybe we just get everyone to turn up and
get Johnny Mac and the get Johnny Mac and the boys to raise some money for it.
We feel like we've got something coming pretty soon. So.
Let there be light. The campaign started, so you check out the Joey socials. It's through the Australian Sports Foundation, so every donation is actually tax deductible. So it's bad in
let's get it done.
Too.
Magnificent, Kingy. We'll sling you a marketing fee after the interview.
Perfect. Hoodie, just looking at, obviously, we look at lists and, you know, where games can be won, where games can be lost, but you look at the St. Joseph's list and it's such a good balance of age bracket. You've got sort of six players under 20, 21, six players in that 21 to 25 bracket, and then you've got like six players that are 25 to 28 and then one that's only 30. So it's a really good sort of blend of experience with youth going through that side.
Yeah, it's really nice. We think we're balanced pretty well. We're excited about our future too, but obviously got our focus on today. And then you look at Colac's list too, it's much the same. Joffy Simpkin probably understands how old he is, but everyone else, you know, they're in the same sort of ballpark too. And I hope Joffy's not listening because that'll just spur him up to kick another goal or two today. But, yeah.
The return of Joel O'Dwyer, really important for St Joseph's back half because it allows obviously some other players a bit of movement. You know, Cal Mitchell could probably play another role or if he had to, but him coming back into that side, it's a bit of stability in that back six.
Absolutely, and Joel's got such great speed that he can help his teammates out really quickly once he's sort of taken care of his own man. So he really has just topped off that back line quite nicely. Yeah, it's a really great unit that Daniel Lovick's put together back there, and hopefully they're really stingy today.
He'd be handy today, Daniel Lovick, just on a half-back flank.
Yeah, I think he'd still feel it'd be very handy right now, but yeah, certainly Daniel Lovick of 10 years ago would be amazing.
What did you learn from the qualifying final watching on last week, Woody?
That if Colac have time and space, they can be devastating with their ball movement. Now, I think we knew that anyway, but yeah, it certainly stood out last week. They were very, very considered with how they moved the ball and backed their talents in and executed really well.
Chaplin to start in the ruck, but there's so many levers you can pull there. You can pull Oscar Morrison in there. You can send Liam Betson in there if you need to as well. Is that what you'll anticipate you'll do and try and work Zybel over a little bit today?
Certainly, Zybel's a wonderful player, so it's going to take more than just one person, I think, to negate him for the day. And we are very fortunate. We've got a lot of tall players who are great athletes, so they'll be looking to run around and make it difficult for Zach to keep up with them throughout the day. And it's hard to, well, I presume when you're that big, it's hard to chase and fight.
He's in rare form.
He's
today.
In good
he's
form.
In good form, Hoodie.
Form very
Hoodie.
Good form.
The
week
off helps.
How was your little professional development? Where'd you go? Sydney during the week?
Yeah, went to Sydney. And don't let anyone ever tell you the Victorian weather's no good, because I was there for 130 mils of rain on Wednesday. And it rained all of Thursday too, so there's no sightseeing. And the professional development was good of us to support our benefactors at Urban Rise Education Australia.
Yeah. All right, very good. How are things up at West Court? Keeping a tight ship?
Well, I wasn't there for the last 3 days, so I hope things are still good. But my car was still there when I picked it up after the conference, which is a good sign. But no, West Court, it's a great place to work and going well. But a bit flatter this week after all the under-16 footy finals are over. There was a lot of excitement in the air in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Woody, good luck. Appreciate you dropping by as always. Any netball involvement for your wife/daughters over the coming weeks? Who's still alive?
Tomorrow, Jemima's under-17 team is playing in first semi-final with Kirsten coaching, and unfortunately Sammy's team was knocked out last week, but still lots of Joey's team is doing really well in the netball, and I hope they have a fantastic finish to the season.
Eddie McCoy will play in the twos tomorrow.
Eddie McCoy will play in the twos tomorrow, barring any last-minute mishaps. Yes, he'll be out there, and I'm sure he'll be hugely influential in that game.
Is he your sort of carryover? Like, not, it's not really a carryover, but he's the one, if something was to happen in the warm-up, he's
yeah, there's
playing.
A few guys here just in case. But obviously, we're hoping they're not required.
Absolutely. Hoodie, good luck.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great call.
Paul Hood joining us on K-Rock
Footy. Man.
Thanks to Inspirations Paint Grovedale. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.